ninsan milkom u nilqakom għal programm ieħor ir-rejjef l-erf u l-maġija. U illum se nitkellmu dwar kittib Taljan, ġurnalista, qed nirreferi għal Italo Calvino. Da Calvino propjament kien Taljan, iżda twieled ġo subborg ta' Havana ġo Kuba fl-1923 u miet fl-1985. Ija, l-lum id-deċidejna nitkellmu dwar kittib li san sejħu lu kontemporanju, le? Li id-deċida li jibda jikteb, jiġbor u kol jitraduċi xiħrejjef mid-dialett. U rrit jgħamil l-istess fil-fat kif għamlu l-aħwa Grimm. Issa dan kien imnebbaħ mill-morfoloġija tal-ħrejjef ta' Vladimir Prop li konna tkellimna dwaru, tiftakru, meta tkellimna dwar il-ħrejjef Russi. Fitra li kiteb lill-filosofu, ġurnalista u kittib Eugenio Scalfari għalhekk dwar il-kitba tiegħu. I'm a regular guy. I like well-defined outlines. I'm old-fashioned, bourgeois. My stories are full of facts. They have a beginning and an end. For that reason, they will never be able to find success with the critics, nor occupy a place in contemporary literature. I write poetry when I have a thought that I absolutely have to bring out. I write to give vent to my feelings, and I write using rhyme, because I like it. Tum-ti-tum, tum-ti-tum, tum-ti-tum. Because I've got no ear, and poetry without rhyme or meter seems like soup without salt. And I write. Mock me, you crowds, make me a figure of public scorn. I write sonnets, and writing sonnets is boring. You have to find rhymes, you have to write hendecker syllables. So after a while, I get bored, and my drawer is overflowing with unfinished short poems. I'll send you one, a finished one. You judge. All the ideas currently in my head are subject to a strange phenomenon, while I work on them and perfect them continuously, from the philosophical point of view, they stay rudimentary and burly sketched on the dramatic and artistic side. In my creativity, thought has the upper hand over imagination. In any case, I'm fed up writing stories. I'm beginning to develop a style which is maybe a good sign after having imitated others so much. I can now afford to imitate myself a bit. U hemmhekk verament tammira is-sens ta' ironija li kellu dan il-kittieb mill-mod kif kien jesprimi ruħu. Ħafna mill-kittieba nisa Ġermaniżi li titkellimna diġà dwarhom kienu attivisti politiċi. Italo Calvino kien ukoll. U waraw x'kiteb din l-ittra li bat lill-Eugenio Scalfari. U din inkitbet fis-6 ta' Lulju 1945 u qallu hekk: Dear Eugenio, I was beginning to think you were dead, since I had not received any reply to the various missives I sent you from the liberation onward. Then the other day I finally got your postcard. We're all alive. You down there will never be able to understand what this period has been like for us, and how lucky we must consider anyone who has come through it. I have a right to say this more than anyone else, for my life in this last year has been a whirlwind of adventures. I've been a partisan all this time. I've been through an unspeakable series of dangers and discomforts. I've experienced prison and escape, been several times on the point of dying. But I'm happy with everything I've done, with the wealth of experiences that I have amassed. In fact, I'd have liked to have done more. In a previous letter, I explained my adventures in detail. I'm sorry that one went missing. Now I'm involved in journalism and politics. I'm a communist, fully convinced and dedicated to my cause. Tomorrow I'm going to Turin to finalize my collaboration with a weekly up there. And I'm coming back soon, and I'll be happy to see you. I imagined you'd be a big shot in the Partito d'Azione, or something similar. But I learn with horror that you've spent this whole period in pastoral idols. All our old friends are still alive. None of them covered themselves in glory, apart from Gianni, who has to his credit a year spent in the mountains, where he was commissar of a Garibaldini detachment. Now he's extremely busy criticizing everyone and everything. Previously he had just one party to speak ill of, now he's got 5 or 6 to badmouth. Silvio was stuck for the whole period in the hospital. Pasquale, who's just come back in his castle, Milio was organizing Badogliani troops last summer. The gang is just a memory from bygone days. Sanremo is in a real mess from the constant naval and aerial bombardments. Yesterday and today I went to your house, but nobody's answering. On the door is written Minalia. From the outside it looks badly damaged, but not destroyed. Wonek et jirreferi al Sanremo, u fil-fat u kien jajx Sanremo, issa qabel ma naqralkom l-aħħar silta ta' din litra. Ta' min jispjega daqsxejn dan il-fatt. Mela Om Italo, li kienet botanista, u Misiru li kien geologista, kienu antifaxisti mil-ħorox, u kien jinsistu li t-tal tagħhom Italo ma jitallimx reliġjon u fil-fatt kien għatiju. Italo Calvino inaqat mal-Garibaldi Brigades Group, dakin grupp komunista klandestin, u għalix ir-rifjuta li jġiela tan-nazisti, l-SS arrestaw lill-ommu l-missieru. Araw x'qal fl-aħħar parti ta' din litra lill-Eugenio Scalfari. Say hello to your parents, mine send their best to you. They too have been through quite a lot. Each of them were arrested for a month and held as hostage. My father was on the point of being shot before my mother's eyes. See you soon and write to me. Italo. Mil-ktieb ta' Doris Bella Camilleri, il-ġaħan ta' madwarna, sibt din il-ħrafa dwar ġufa ta' Italo Calvino. Ħrafa ħelwa immens. Issa, ġufa kif jgħidu l-Italjani, fil-fatt tal-ina huwa ġaħan. U hawnhekk se nirriferu għalih bħala ġaħan għaliex ġiet tradotta għal-Malti. U jisima ġaħan u l-beritta il-ħamra ta' Italo Calvino. Ġaħan marriċ ikompli l-iskola, x'taq ifittex jibda jaħdem, għax ommu kienet armla u kellha 700 sena jisib ix-xogħol. Ommu sekwitt maqdru, min se jimpjegak lanqas ta' fiż-żomm ruħek. Tella dak il-qalsiet! Itfa' xarek lura! L-ewwel paga li taqla se tmur għal ħwejġek. Ġaħan xebba jisma' treddin ommu u jaħseb fuq il-faqar tagħhom. X'għamel mar il-belt, daħal flaqwa ħanut li kien hemm fi triq il-kbira u għażel sarwan mill-isbaħ. L-ilta ħanut qallu, nista' nħallas bit-tdiet. U mhux kulħadd hekk iħallas da' żmien, kien pront qallu r-raġel. Mar f'ħanut ieħor xtara qmis, min ieħor turban tirrakmat, min ieħor bala. U għaddej mdandan jilmaħ beritta ħamra tas-suf, il-ġmiel tagħha, il-bejjieħ raġel tas-sena. Raħ jixxenna iħares leja fil-vetrina, mar ħariġa, neħilu t-turbant u poġġielu fuq loqda xar li kellu. Tajċ kem xerqitlu?
Nħoda li taħx, jok tħallin nħalla sab il-nifs?
Il-bejjieħ, ekk kienet jistenni ħijajlu ma qallux le, ximmar id-dar, ommu ratu liebes kollox imżanżan u ġdid. Rasa bdiet id-durbija, ħasbet li kien saraqhom. Kif imbagħad qalilha li kollox bid-dejn? U għat irrit jgħaddi xahar biex jibda jħallas, iżjed għadbet.
Ma tafx li l-kont se jola kuljum ibni! Titħallas li maċ ukoll!
Mill-għada b'kbir tommu ġaħan induna li din tal-imax kienet ħaġa serja, iżda bis-soltu ottimizmu falz tiegħu weda li għamel ħiltu kollha biex jisib ix-xogħol qabel jasal jum il-ħlas.
Issa tara ma kif dal-waqt nibda naħdem.
Minar ma riedet ommu kkalmat xi ftit, iżda jum il-ħlas qorob u ġaħan kien għadu bla xogħol. Kienu żminijiet jiebsa. Xi wħud tawa parir tkeċċih il-barra mid-dar, forsi b'hekk jibda jikber fid-den u jimmatura. Iżda tagħhom li kienet ma kellix qalb tasal tagħmel hekk. Ġaħan kienet sa tagħtih rasu iktar minn ommu. Għataħħa li dak il-ħin aħjar kien mejjet milli ħaj. Ġew tal-ħwienet iħabtu l-bib għall-flus u sabuh mixħud fuq sottu għall-mejjet. Bommu ħdeħ, tixer, qalba maqsuma.
X'bit ċaġrali, ħasra ibni miet, araw kif miet, laħmu u xaħmu.
Meta semaw dak il-biki, uraw lil-ġaħan stendut minn tulu ma jitċaqlax, il-bejja tħassruha.
Kellu jagħtini somma mhux ħażin?
Arani, se naħfirhomlu issa stess. U kull min ġie biex jiġbor flusu u ral ġaħan mejjet, kulħadd ħassar l-ommu u ħassar id-dejn mill-kotba tiegħu. li fwieħed, dak li ġaħan kienx tara l-beretta l-ħamra minn għandu, għax ġaħan ma neħiex minn rasu dik il-beretta. Meta l-bej jieħra l-beretta fras il-mejjet, ġieħ frasu kemm kien faċli joħodilu lura. Jistenna sakemm jieħdu l-ġaħan fil-kamra tal-ċimiterju biex jitfnu ħlada u qata assa sa ma jidlam. Dak il-ħin insertaw daħlu żewġ ħallelin fil-kwitt tal-ċimiterju u bdew jgħoddu xkora flus. Kien baqa' munita tad-deb żejda u bdew jillitikaw min għandu joħodha. Iddeċidew li jimmiraw għalħal il-kadavru u min iġiba żgħat fuq ħalqu joħodha. Malli semek ġaħan qam bil-qiegħda u beda jgħajjat.
Ewwih mejtin, qumu wieqa' barkom, fittxu qumu, intom il-gol ewwih tajba biex tagħmlu ħaq minn dawn il-ħallelin.
Dawk ħarbu mwerwin kif semgħu dan il-kliem ħieres minn kadavru. Il-bejjieħ ħareġ mir-rokna wara kappella fejn kien qed jistaħba u mar bil-ġrieħ ta' fil-borża tal-flus. L-istess ħin ġaħan qam mit-tebut u mar jagħmel l-istess.
Tama kakli kien, il-bejjieħ induna bil-prasmura ta' ġaħan u ma kienx se jħallilu tgħaddi l-ixxa. U ġaħan anqas ma kien nieqes mill-makkekkerija tiegħu.
Dew jillitikaw minn minnhom juhu l-borża l-flus. Il-ħallelin sa tant kien sobihom li ħallew daqs dawk flus warajhom u reġgħu lura biex jassu l-borża sakemm jasal jiżbaħ ftit u joqsilhom il-biża. Iżda xin semgħu t-tilwim qalu.
Is-saħjar mhux wieħed imma tnejn qamu mill-mewt. X'ċans għandna jħallulna xi ħaġa meta nkuma qed jitlewmu fuq il-wirt.
U reġgħu ħarbu. Fil-fatt ġaħan u l-bejjieħ waslu biex jaqsmu l-flus bejniethom. Iżda xorta kien baqa' munita tad-deb żejda. Ġaħan jgħid li dik tmislilu u l-bejjieħ iridawu. Bir-rabja daħa taflu l-beret tal-ħamra mu fuq rasu. Ġaħan tant ħassu dispjaċut li qallu.
Ħawda int il-munita, iżda ħallil il-beretta.
Il-bejjieħ ikrid jisma, għal bejjieħ il-munita tal-flus kienet kollox, għal ġaħan il-beret tal-ħamra kienet se tagħmlu nies.
Min għalih?
Spera li għoġbitkom dik il-ħrafa. Issa tiftakru konna tkellimna dwar xi simbolizza l-aħmar meta tkellimna dwar il-fjura l-ħamra. U hawnhekk ukoll l-idea tal-komuniżmu hemm qiegħda, però mhijiex daqshekk romantika, hija aktar prattika u forsi naħseb jien daqsxejn tad-diżilużjoni. Infatti fl-aħħar jgħid ġaħan il-beret tal-ħamra kienet se tagħmlu nies. Minaleħ u enfasi kbira fuq dik il-minaleħ. U nispjega għaliex u koll il-kittib u koll Italo Calvino kien spiċċa diżullus meta kienem l-invażjoni tal-Ungerija għaliex kifedna diġa u kien konferma ruħu bħala komunist u kien jaħdem għall-unità. Li kienet gazzetta tal-komunisti u kien ukoll kien jaħdem għal żmien l-Unjoni Sovjetika, però meta ġrat l-invażjoni ta' l-Ungerija imbagħad hemmhekk u ħass li kellu jabbandunah lill-Partit Komunista għaliex kien diżillus. U fl-ittra tar-riżenja tiegħu da Calvino semma li ma setax jibqa' attiv fil-partit wara li sar jaf blatti kriminali ta' Joseph Stalin u l-vjolenza li ntużat fuq l-Ungeriżi meta dawn ippruvaw jipprotestaw. Wara din l-esperjenza qatt ma reġa' ngħaqad ma' partit ieħor. Dan il-kittieb kien josserva ħafna fal kull kittieb bravu. Isimgħu daqsxejn xi siltiet ta' deskrizzjonijiet minn xi xogħlijiet letterarji tiegħu. The inferno of living is not something that will be. If there is one, it is what is already here, the inferno where we live every day, that we form by being together. There are two ways to escape suffering it. The first is easy for many. Accept the inferno and become such a part of it that you can no longer see it. The second is risky and demands constant vigilance and apprehension. Seek and learn to recognize who and what in the midst of inferno are not inferno, then make them endure, Give them space. Cities are like dreams, are made of desires and fears. Even if the thread of their discourse is secret, their rules are absurd, their perspectives deceitful, and everything conceals something else. This is what I mean when I say I would like to swim against the stream of time. I would like to erase the consequences of certain events and restore an initial condition. But every moment of my life brings with it an accumulation of new facts, and each of these new facts brings with it consequences. So the more I seek to return to the zero moment from which I set out, the further I move away from it. Uniġu issa għal kitbit oħra, għal ħrejjef. Għalkemm Calvino nnifsu jgħid illi m'għamel xejn speċjali fil-ħrejjef tiegħu għax kull ma għamel kien biss editur u qalibhom mid-djalett għat-Taljan standard. Huwa fil-fatt għamel ħafna tibdiliet. Biss ħafna mir-referenzi reliġjużi sparixxew. Ma nafx imma forsi għax kien għatew jista' jkun ukoll. Neħħa dak l-umorizmu vulgari. Ir-ranġa siltiet li kienu jittrattaw dwar xi vendetta violenti. Qassar xi stejjer u koll reġa' biddel xi stejjer. Kien tant ferħan meta spiċċa jikteb il-ktieb tal-ħrejjef li qal hekk. Will it be possible to come down to earth again? For 2 years I have lived in woodlands and enchanted castles, and during these 2 years the world about me gradually took on the attributes of fairyland, where everything that happened was a spell or metamorphosis, where individuals were carried away by predestined loves, or were bewitched, where sudden disappearances, monstrous transformations occurred, where right had to be discerned from wrong, where paths bristling with obstacles led to a happiness held captive by dragons. I had the impression that the lost rules which govern the world of folklore were tumbling out of the magic box I had opened. Now that the book is finished, I know that this was not a hallucination, a sort of professional malady, but the confirmation of something I had already suspected. Folk tales are real.
Italo Calvino kiteb hekk fl-introduzzjoni tal-ktieb tiegħu Italian Folk Tales.
As I started to work to take stock of the material available, I was gradually possessed by a kind of mania, an insatiable hunger for more and more versions and variants. Collating, categorizing, comparing became a fever. I could feel myself succumbing to a passion akin to entomologists, a passion which rapidly degenerated into a mania, as a result of which I would have given all. Flittra li Italo Calvino kiteb lill-kittieb Luigi Santucci jesponi l-idea tiegħu dwar il-ħrejjef mod ġenerali. Din l-ittra inkitbet fil-15 ta' Novembru tal-1958. Dear Santucci, thank you for the book on children's literature, which I instantly read at one sitting. I think that your outline of the characteristics of children's literature in the excellent opening chapters is of great psychological and poetic acuteness. And as I read, I was constantly tempted to extend the categories of this poetics of children's literature to literature tout court, at least the kind of literature that I like. As for folk tales, your pedagogical aesthetic study leaves aside entirely all the problems connected with what a folk tale is before it becomes literature, with Basile and Perrault. I agree that the fairy tale, as an ethnological or folklore phenomenon, has nothing to do with children's literature. But if you totally leave it out, you cannot understand anything in the field of folk tales. Moreover, all your subdivisions of the genre, folk tale, adventure story, folk tale adventure, are arbitrary and simply correspond to the pedagogical prescriptions for reading at various ages. I am not very well up on pedagogy, so I will not pronounce on it. Your criticism of Andersen is fine, but I love Perrault, while the Brothers Grimm frighten me. We disagree about Alice in Wonderland, which I think is a masterpiece, but I only read it when I was grown up. And about Peter Pan, I consider to be false and cloying, but I have not read it again as an adult. I shuddered when I saw your putting Gulliver in the hands of children. Write to me. Best wishes and thanks again. Yours, Calvino. Xira li nisimaw is-saħrafa ta' Italo Calvino blisem ta' il-kontadino astrologo. Jixra illi min kittib Taljan naqraw xi ħaġa bit-Taljan. C'era una volta un re che aveva perduto un anello prezioso. Cerca qua, cerca là, non si trova. Mise fuori un bando che se un astrologo gli sa dire dov'è, lo fa ricco per tutta la vita. C'era un contadino senza un soldo, che non sapeva né leggere né scrivere, e si chiamava Gambara. «Sarà tanto difficile fare l'astrologo», si disse. «Mi ci voglio provare». E andò dal re. Il re lo prese in parola e lo chiuse a studiare in una stanza. Nella stanza c'era solo un letto e un tavolo con un gran libraccio d'astrologia e penna, carta e calamaio. Gambara si sedette al tavolo e cominciò a scartabellare il libro senza capirci niente e a farci dei segni con la penna. Siccome non sapeva scrivere, venivano fuori dei segni ben strani, e i servi, che entravano due volte al giorno a portargli da mangiare, si fecero l'idea che fosse un astrologo molto sapiente. Questi servi erano stati loro a rubare l'anello, e con la coscienza sporca che avevano, quelle occhiatacce che a loro rivolgeva Gambara, para ogni volta che entravano, per darsi aria di uomo d'autorità, parevano loro occhiate di sospetto. Cominciarono ad aver paura d'essere scoperti, e non la finivano più con le reverenze, le attenzioni. «Sì, signor astrologo, comandi, signor astrologo!» Gambara, che astrologo non era, ma contadino, e perciò malizioso, subito aveva pensato che i servi dovessero saperne qualcosa dell'anello, e pensò di farli cascare in un inganno. Un giorno, all'ora in cui gli portavano il pranzo, si nascose sotto il letto. Entrò il primo dei servi e non vide nessuno. Di sotto il letto Gambara disse forte: «È uno!» Il serve lasciò il piatto e si ritirò spaventato. Entrò il secondo servo e sentì quella voce che pareva venisse di sottoterra:
«È due!»
E scappò via anche lui. Entrò il terzo:
«È tre!»
I servi si consultarono. «Ormai siamo scoperti. Se l'astrologo ci accusa al re, siamo spacciati». Così decisero d'andare dall'astrologo e confessargli il furto.
«Noi siamo povera gente», gli fecero. «E se dite al re quello che avete scoperto, siamo perduti. Eccovi questa borsa d'oro. Vi preghiamo di non tradirci».
Gambara prese la borsa e disse:
«Io non vi tradirò, però voi fate quel che vi dico. Prendete l'anello e fatelo inghiottire a quel tacchino che c'è laggiù in cortile. Poi lasciate fare a me».
Il giorno dopo, Gambara si presentò al re e gli disse che dopo lunghi studi era riuscito a sapere dov'era l'anello.
«E dov'è?» «L'ha inghiottito un tacchino».
Fu sventrato il tacchino e si trovò l'anello. Il re colmò di ricchezze l'astrologo e diede un pranzo in suo onore, con tutti i conti, i marchesi, i baroni e grandi del regno. Fra le tante pietanze fu portato in tavola un piatto di gamberi. Bisogna sapere che in quel paese non si conoscevano i gamberi,
e quella era la prima volta che se ne vedevano. Regalo di un re d'altro paese.
«Tu che sei astrologo», disse il re al contadino, «dovresti sapermi dire come si chiamano questi che sono qui nel piatto».
Il poveretto, di bestie così, non ne aveva mai viste né sentite nominare, e disse tra sé a mezza voce,
«Ah, gambara, gambara, sei finito male».
«Bravo!»
disse il re, che non sapeva il vero nome del contadino.
«Hai indovinato! Quello è il nome, Gambari! Sei il più grande astrologo del mondo!»
Nittama l-program tal-lumoġokkom u fil-program li jmiss se nitilqu mill-Ewropa biex immorru fil-Ġappun fejn se niskopru min kienu il-Mikado. Il-ħames Mikado jerġa, nitlu wkoll ġol-Underworld biex naraw x'kien isarra fid-Dragon Re. Il-Ġappun u l-Korea qatt ma kellhom relazzjoni tajba u naraw kif ukoll fl-ibad żminijiet dawn ma tantx kienu jitħamlu. Iva, da kollu fil-programm li jmiss il-ħrejjef, l-erf u l-maġija. Jiena ma kien aġus, insemmilkom.